Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
COVID-19 is only the latest pandemic. On this World AIDS Day, we remember the 33 million people who've died worldwide from that disease. And we recall the silence and inaction of the 1980s when the virus was ripping through gay communities. That's why activists formed the AIDS Coalition ACT UP. Their logo, a single pink triangle, and the words silence equals death. Avram Finkelstein is one of the group's founders. Avram, welcome.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
And how are you feeling on this World AIDS Day as another pandemic is now raging across the globe?
As this is my second pandemic, it's triggering to say the least. I think that all of my cohort, everyone who lived through the early days of HIV/AIDS, thinks about the questions about mortality and memory and public memory all the time. So I think that we live in a separate world already, but now in another way, the entire world is participating in this new pandemic in such an accelerated way that I think we're not going to fully understand its impact for decades.
You say it's triggering. Is the public reaction and the government reaction to this pandemic today part of the reason that it's triggering for you?
I think the government agencies and the government reaction, it's the same agencies, the CDC, the NIH, the FDA are the same agencies involved in COVID-19 as were involved in HIV/AIDS. So I think that the parallels are so obvious, and it's one of the triggering factors is Tony Fauci is still there. In my circle, Tony Fauci is very well known. He's now a public figure again. So it's almost impossible to avoid the personal implications of hearing these same agencies, these same names occurring now. The difference is, of course, the rapidity of and communicability of COVID-19 is so radically different from how HIV/AIDS was communicated that the whole world is going through this moment together. And that's a very big difference.
Yeah. Well, looking back, it's hard to believe now that President Ronald Reagan didn't even mention HIV or AIDS until 1985. It was 4 years after the crisis began, and that's why so many activists like you started speaking out, saying silence equals death. Just remind us how you got involved in the early days of the crisis and what you were going through.
I think history tends to compact events. So when people think about AIDS activism and ACT UP in particular in 1987, it appears to have been some sort of explosive response, but for those of us on the front lines, like myself, AIDS was a slow-motion train wreck that began in 1981 and was largely suffered in silence. And I think what ACT UP was a function of was this years of building up of this lack of conversation, lack of support, and dealing individually with the trauma of HIV/AIDS. The man I was building my life around started showing signs of immunosuppression in 1981, and he was dead in 1984. So I had been going through it for a really long time and formed a small collective, a consciousness-raising collective with six friends, and all of us were there the day ACT UP started.
Now it's been 40 years. And there's been significant progress made with therapeutics, but there, you know, clearly no vaccine. How are you feeling about where things stand in the fight against this disease?
Part of the question mark about HIV/AIDS in particular for people in the community is that it appears to be something that's been eradicated, but in fact it hasn't. There's 36, 38 million people living with HIV all over the world, and the questions of treatment access and stigma and HIV criminalization and the elusive cure are still issues that are very much alive for people who are in the AIDS community.
Yeah. And if we go back to COVID for just a moment, we're on the verge of getting a vaccine distributed for COVID-19 less than a year after the outbreak. Now, you've said it, and it's true. They're very different diseases. But is it surprising to you, maybe even shocking to you, how quickly this vaccine appeared when, you know, the world has been waiting for decades for a vaccine for HIV?
Well, they're not unrelated questions, and I'm going to wonk out for a minute and talk to you like you're another treatment activist, but the technologies and methodologies of research that might actually lead to a potential cure for HIV are rooted right inside of the technologies that have made the COVID-19 vaccine so quick. The reason why these vaccines have been brought to the market, as it were, so quickly is decades of research.
Avram Finkelstein, founder of ACT UP, AIDS activist, artist, writer based in Brooklyn, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.